Episode number 23, Creative Ways to Teach Kids Scripture with Jason Hauser. Here we go, tribe.
This is the Kidman Tribe Podcast. We're helping you as children's pastors, volunteers, and leaders plan, create, and execute incredible life-changing kids' worship experiences at your church. With practical tips, coaching, training, and resources from the best in kids' ministry around the world, it's time to join the tribe.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Kidman Tribe Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Noble, and I'm so glad you're joining in today. Hey, listen, we're all about helping kids' ministry build better experiences for their kids, for their leaders, for our churches. And today I want to talk to you about one of the most important topics I feel there is in kids' ministry. And that's when we disciple our kids, what are we doing to make sure that we're creatively teaching God's word so that it comes alive, so that they know how to apply it in their lives? They don't just know it. They just don't memorize it. I mean, I think we can all remember back to the days in Sunday school where we get a star for just memorizing. I used to tell all of my kids' ministry leaders, I don't care how much a kid memorizes. I want to hear what they can apply. I want to hear how it applies to their life and what that scripture means to them. And I think we know what the Bible says. When we put God's word in somewhere, when we release God's word, it'll never come back void. And I think it's one of the keys to raising strong disciples, strong kids in our kids' ministry. And today I'm so excited. We have Jason Hauser, who founded Seeds Family Ministry over 18 years ago and has led teams in creating over 200 scripture worship songs and videos to help kids and parents sing God's word. And what they found is as they sing God's word, it gets down in deep, and it's something that they're able to remember, something that they're able to recall, and it really is life-changing. He's co-written with well-known CCM songs such as Broken Things and The Motions, and co-wrote a parenting discipleship book called Dedicated with Bobby and Chad Harrington. This guy is a great expert on teaching kids God's word, and I can't wait to jump in with Jason in just a few moments right after this. Don't miss a single moment of today's Kidman Tribe Podcast. Thanks so much.
Hey guys, Carl here. With our kids media, we are trying to make it super easy to search our library. One way you can search is by Bible character. Once you're in our library, just click Categories from our navigation bar, then choose Bible Character, and you'll see a listing of all the biblical characters that we have made kids media content for, and there is a ton on the way as well. You can jump right to games, mini movies, graphics, and more, all related to that character. We are dedicated to helping you teach God's word to your kids. We're hoping this easy search capability will help you save time as you find content that will enhance your lesson content with the kids in your ministry. We're behind you. We're cheering you on. You've got this.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Kidman Tribe Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Noble. It is the day of Jason's. I'd like to welcome Jason Hauser from Seed Family Ministry, an incredible outreach and great tool for the church. Jason, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. We've been trying to get this together for a long time, and we finally got it. We finally got nailed down enough, right?
So we are going to be the stereo Jasons today. So that's Jason, right? And Jason, I love it, man. Thank you so much for having us, Seeds Family Worship.
Definitely. Well, and our heart here on the Kidman Tribe Podcast is to really train up, raise leaders, and equip them to make their Sunday experiences, their anytime they have kids in their ministries, better. And so today we're going to be talking about that. Tell me what you do. I want to hear about Seeds. I want to hear the exciting things that are happening. Bring our kids ministry leaders up to speed on what's going on and what you guys are up to.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, so I have the privilege of leading this ministry, Seeds Family Worship, and we create scripture-based worship music for kids and for parents. Amen. And specifically in the church, you know, we help families sing God's word. We help kids sing God's word in church. So for kids and families, and we really encourage, parents to do this at home, but also our resources are incredible for Sunday morning. You know, and yeah. I know that a lot of your Kidman tribe here, it's what they're looking at. And but we have created over 200 word for it scripture songs and videos, and many of those have hand motions. And so it's been so cool for me that our ministry has been in existence for 18 years. This is, we're moved into our 19th year of ministry. So I'm actually seeing like a whole new generation of parents, a whole new generation of kids. And even as things change, that we've been able just to stay in, you know, ministry, the Lord's sustained us to a new generation. And, and I would say, as excited or more excited than ever about what God's called us to do, because I know the power of God's word. And to help kids sing God's word, one of the things we say at Seeds is that kids who sing God's word know God's word.
Yeah. And
our ultimate goal is we want kids to have a relationship with Jesus.
That's good.
So talk to me. That word. Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about what happens when you pair God's word with song and kind of that whole strategy to really get our Kidman leaders thinking like, okay, it's more than just singing a song. It's more than just filling a slot for worship. But what do you guys see happening? What's the strategy behind that? And I know it might seem really like simple, but I think it's important for us to get like, what is happening when you pair those words with music? What happens psychologically? What happens, if that makes sense, what happens to it?
Absolutely. Well, I think the best place to start is if you rewind the tape back to where this all began. It came out of a church in Franklin, Tennessee, which is just outside of Nashville. Yeah, I was asked. I was asked to write some scriptures for our Vacation Bible School. Our children's ministry director had created their own VBS, and she knew I was writing music at the time. And she said, "Hey, would you write some just original music for these scriptures?" And I was like, "Oh, I'd love to do that." And so I wrote these songs. We led the VBS in a barn and where our church property was going to be in the future. And I remember so well at the end of the week, like every kid, every teacher, every parent, as I stood up on the stage, they were singing these songs and they had them in their hearts. And I was like, man, kids are grabbing on to like the word, right? Yeah. And so that's the beginning place is music makes it so easy to learn. I mean, they say that the average person knows over 2,000 song lyrics by the time they're 18, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Probably 100. Even the songs I've heard a million times, I can't remember. My team is always.
I should say the average person, Jason. Maybe you're, yes. You know, you're on the bell curve. Maybe you're over here.
I think so, man. I always have to have the words. Like my kids are joking because I'm humming and I can't remember even after 100 times. But that's not what happens with scripture, though, in many kids. It's amazing.
Yeah. So, but the music really helps us, you know, to get God's word in our hearts. And you think about the scripture. I go back to Psalm 119, 9 through 11. It's like, how can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart, I seek you. Don't let me wander from your commandments. And it says, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. So think about that as a children's ministry director and as a parent, like we're empowering our kids. Like, how can we help, you know, young boys and girls make the right decisions? It's like we guard our hearts with God's word, with his truth. And I think more than ever in this generation, there's so much coming at our kids, so many lies. The enemy is sowing seeds of confusion, right? And so we're all about planting seeds of God's word and God's truth in the hearts of these kids. And so when the kids are just singing God's word, and it's fun, we make our music really fun. I mean, I'm a kid at heart, and just we make the music where it engages with kids. And it's easy for them to learn, but then they're actually learning these scriptures. They're actually storing God's word in their heart. And just to kind of answer the other part of your question, Jason, was you were saying like, how does it all work with even the psychology behind it? But if you sing our songs, you're singing it, you're hearing it. If you're doing it with the videos, you're actually seeing a visual, and if you're doing the hand motions, but there's different learning modes.
Yes.
But actually there is a lot of science behind when you're singing and moving to God's word and hearing it and seeing it, that the ability to remember and the retention goes like up exponentially. So it is an incredible way for kids and for parents to like, okay, I want to memorize these scriptures, and it doesn't feel like hard work, but ultimately you have God's word in you and the Holy Spirit can speak. And so often, just like the scripture I just quoted, I mean, I haven't worked that hard to like sit down and do rote memorization, but I know so many scriptures just because of all these songs that I've been able to be a part of
the ministry. Well, it hits all the learning styles. I mean, I think that's one of the things that in kids ministry is so important, to make sure that you're hitting all of the kids that hear, and they are learning by hearing, or they're learning by visual, or they're learning by, you know, a lot of boys are kinesthetic learners. So you pair actions to the songs. And I mean, it's such a great way to learn scripture and get it down in their hearts. And I think what we sing and what we put on our stages and what we put in front of our kids, we have to be intentional about every moment. That's one of the things I've really encouraged Kidman leaders is, listen, we only have kids for about an hour and a half a week. So every minute has to be intentional when you're looking at that. And this Seeds is a great resource. The other thing I think that I'd love for you to speak to also is, we have a lot of biblical illiteracy in the church. We have leaders that are biblically illiterate. We've got, you know, churches. And I think one of the things that COVID has kind of uncovered is this idea that, we've got to get back to teaching the Bible. And so talk to us a little bit about what you see when it comes to biblical literacy, what you're seeing in churches that have used Seeds. I'd love to just hear that kind of perspective.
Yeah. Well, whenever you're leading worship and singing God's word is part of that. And I will say, we are one of the ministries that creates these resources, but there's some other great ministries.
Right.
Doorpost Songs, there's Sing the Bible with Slugs and Bugs, there's Jumpstart 3. So, and I know you interviewed, I believe, Jeff recently. Maybe in the last few podcasts. But I just want to encourage you. I'm speaking to this whole bigger space, not just about Seeds, because I want to encourage this singing of God's word, and I want to bring this to children's ministry leaders.
Yes.
And not make it so much about Seeds, because it is there's a great benefit to it. And so So when you're using Seeds or these other ministries as part of your worship, and I can even break down to you maybe a worship set the way I personally lead worship.
I would love it. Let's do it. Yeah.
But if I typically will begin the worship set with two songs that are about singing God's word. And as I sing the verse, you know, I will unpack a little bit of that. Like, let's take, for example, Proverbs 3:5-6, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. So I'll talk a little bit up to the kids about, okay, what does it mean to trust? What is trust? What is that? You know, it's like, okay. So we're supposed to trust God with our heart, you know, and we don't have to figure out everything on our own, right? Don't lean. We have some fun hand motions for lean on your own understanding.
Right.
But in all of our ways, like in everything in our life, we just acknowledge him means we look to God and go, God, help me with this. God's always there. We can pray to him. But, you know, so I use that. So we're during our worship time, but I'm using that as a teaching time to unpack the word a little bit. And it also prepares our hearts for worship. I think I encourage worship leaders to engage.
Yes.
You know, the kids and the parents, whoever you're leading, like, it's more than just singing songs. I mean, it really is walking them through this worship time and helping them.
We're teaching kids how to worship. I mean, that doesn't just come. That's not just a thing that, you know, you actually have to teach kids. And I think that will play out so well for their youth and their, you know, their adults. I mean, I think it's that starts when they're young. If we can create worshipers, right? Man, exactly. What a difference that makes.
And so we're teaching and modeling. And so what I start with a couple of songs. Like if I do four songs, that typically works well in our home church. And so I'll do two songs of singing God's word. And typically those songs are upbeat. They have hand motions. We're having fun, but we're also doing some teaching in the word. And like I said, helping them understand the word. It's not just we're singing these words, but we're like, hey, here's what you're singing. Here's what this means. And then we may go to, like, let's say in this song set, if I did the song Trust, I may do the song Waymaker.
Yes.
But then I'll say, so then we go, I like to do two what I call vertical worship songs, you know, and those are songs where we're singing to God. So the first part, we're singing God's word and we're getting God's word in our heart that the kids are going to take with them home into their week, you know, but then we're also going to have this time where we're saying, God, you're the Waymaker, you're the miracle worker, you're the promise keeper. And so again, I'll unpack that. Like, sometimes you might feel stuck in your life, but God can make a way.
That's good.
God keeps his promises, that God does miracles. I believe that God does miracles. And I'll tell the kids, like, you read the Bible, like, look at these miracles. God still does miracles. So again, engaging the kids, but then we're singing to God. And then maybe we'll sing for the last song. I use it kind of, we'll bring it down and maybe we'll sing like Build My Life, So now we're just going to say to Jesus, Jesus, you're worthy of any song. And again, I do it differently every time. But again, for that song, I'll be like, man, Jesus really is worthy of every song we could ever sing. What an amazing one. Let's sing that, you know, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Like, think about what he's made. Think about how he's made us. Think, just help kids, you know, grab that wonder. And then we can land it with like, hey, Lord, we want to build our life around you. And then typically at the end of my worship time, then I'll pray over the kids and again, connect it with the song and the worship. And then of course, where we're going. But I think to have when you can combine a singing God's word piece to your worship in kid men, and then to a vertical worship with some, whether it's like you said, we're coaching, we're facilitating, but we're modeling, you know, but helping the kids, we're teaching them how to worship. Yes. Having that is like what your goal is. And then obviously helping them connect with the Lord. Then I think that's just my encouragement, something real practical that I wanted to share with everyone today is like, just kind of, this is how I've done it over the years. I've tried a lot of different things, but this feels like a real sweet spot to me. To kind of have both of those elements to really bring the most value to the worship experience.
You know, and it's interesting. I think that I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Leaders have to know how to worship first. Like if our kids ministry leaders, I think there's a whole generation that leaders may not even know how to worship or how to help walk that out. And we have to be the examples. Kids learn by watching, not just by us saying you need to do this. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, one of the things that I encourage worship leaders with is obviously it's like we have to think about our own relationship with the Lord. It's like we have to be spending time with the Lord. And I think that's something that we all know. But then like really making it a priority to say, how am I going to practically do this and set yourself up to where you can really have the consistency in that. So one of the cool things, this is something I've been doing for the past year, but it's so simple and it's so amazing. Okay. And I feel like for worship leaders, definitely for children's ministry leaders, but this is for every Christian is, you know, many of us have just like all the, you know, I'm holding up my phone right now for those listening, but it's like we have on our phone, we have a Spotify or an Apple Music or an Amazon, or we may have a little Amazon pod in our house or something that plays music. Right.
Right.
I mean, for a very inexpensive subscription, you can have all the worship music in the world. Okay. And even if you can get it for free on YouTube. But what I try to do is I try to listen to one worship song to start my time with the Lord, just one song. And it's a new thing. And you think, well, people think, well, haven't you been doing that your whole life? Because you're a worship leader. I really, you know, and I've had different things over the years, but just this simple practice of when I just get up in the morning and I'm a coffee drinker, I make a cup of coffee and I sit down.
Me too.
And I just get, amen. Amen to the coffee drinkers.
Power by coffee in Jesus.
That's right. I have a journal app that I write and I open it up and I have a little template that I use. And then I just find a worship song. I just sit and I just have that time. And often that will turn into maybe multiple songs. And sometimes I sing along. A lot of times I listen, I'm just meditating. I'm just thinking about, but I'm stopping and thinking about who God is. Yeah. I'm just in that moment. And then sometimes I'll keep it on while I'm just writing in my prayer journal. Sometimes I'll turn it off. The worship, you know, it's a little different, but I'm just, if I can commend something to worship leaders is just start your day with one worship song. It's so simple, but and we're in a new year, you know, 2023. How about, you know, I'm going to start every day with one worship song. Yes. And get into the word and spend time with Jesus. And it doesn't have to be, some days are longer and I have more open time. Sometimes it's like, okay, we've got meetings and things in the morning, but you know, for all of us just to say, we all have time. We need to have time. We have to have time to say, I have time to listen to a worship song, be in the word and pray every day. If you don't, then talk to, you know, a good friend that will speak truth into your life and move some things around, you know, to make it a priority, because it will increase your joy and it'll make you, kind of landing this back where we started, Jason, is it'll make you a better worship leader.
Well, you know, it's like
in secret, you know, and you're spending time with Jesus. And so when you come in, the spirit's, it's not like you're cranking the engine. It's already going. You're just stepping into it. Right.
Right. Well, I think so many leaders try to lead out of empty cups. If your cup is not full, you're not going to have anything to pour out. And it's funny, you know, pastors will be in the Word, like working on our sermons all week. But if we're not doing personal devotions, like it's the same kind of the thing with the worship leader. Like we can be thinking of that. And I think so much of kids ministry and really ministry in general is not the planned curriculum, but it's the moments. It's the moments where God shows up. It's the moments where it's totally off script that God is giving you a word for the kids in your ministry. Or it's a moment that, you know, it's the moments that we remember, not necessarily the lessons.
Yeah. And I would add to that, you know, just showing the kids Jesus' love. So many kids are coming from broken homes, broken situations, parents go through divorce. I mean, there's so much. And they're hit with so many things at such a young age. You know, I have such compassion for this generation. So I think as we have kids, just your presence, your consistent, loving presence in these kids' lives, like the moments to just a simple hug, you know, a simple word of encouragement, just the whole spirit of worshiping and the engagement in the teaching, but then also just the activity, spending that time, and that the kids know they're valued and they're in the image of God. It's like that, like, see, there's no curriculum in, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the side of all of that. Sometimes it's the kids that know, like, they see Jesus' love from you to them. And maybe they're not experiencing that at school or at home, but they're experiencing it in this environment.
I'd almost bet you that 80% of your kids need that kind of love, or 90, let's say 100%, because I think what they're up against, our kids are up against today, by the barrage of just different, like, we're their safe place, we're their environment. And I think you said, introducing them to the love of Jesus at a very early age is, I mean, it's just critical, you know? I mean, it doesn't matter how much you know, it matters how much you know, because I think the knowing will come, but if you don't have the Jesus part first, that he loves you and he cares for you, you know, I mean, and I think that's what we, if leaders, if you do nothing else, do that well, be that light of Jesus, you know, so those kids walk out knowing that, you know what, no matter what I face in life, Jesus always loves me. He's always there for me. And that starts at an early age.
Yeah. Yep. And I went to an Awana conference last year, and they were talking about just the belong piece in their ministry. And I really resonated with that. So the kids feel like you belong here. You're valued here. That the relational piece is huge. Yeah, you know,
so good. So good. So if you were to say, you know, this is one thing I think that we're going to see children's leaders really focused in on in 2023, from what you've been talking to leaders, like one area that you feel like, man, this is one area if we could focus in on that, you know, even trend wise, what do you think that might be in kids ministry? I know it's a curveball, but
no, it's good. I mean, the thing that I think is, it, like you mentioned this early on, but just biblical illiteracy, you know, sometimes I think leaders assume like, oh, we've talked about these things. Kids know, you know, the story of Noah. I hear pastors say this all the time. Hey, you know, you all know the story of Noah. And it's like, a lot of people don't know that anymore. Like, oh, you know the story, especially when if you go off track, like anything, okay, Noah, Moses, maybe, but like Gideon, you know, you're like, people like, I'm like, dude, the people here don't know that story. You know what I'm saying? Especially, it's not
the ones we think, like the Noahs and the Moses. What it does, the minute that we say, well, you know, that story, is it puts us in two different camps, the knows and the ones that don't know.
Yeah. And so I think for kids, just to meet them where we are, just to help them, I think what is needed in coming into 2023 is giving kids an understanding of who God is through his word and really speaking into, especially when you go right into Genesis. And we've written some music the past few years and our partnership with Answers in Genesis for their vacation schools. But just, you know, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. That there's the enemy so in confusion, but we need to say, no, God says that you're a boy and you're a girl, and we can believe that. And you may have some struggles with that. Like, I think we need to not be afraid at times to enter into uncomfortable conversations. And that's what I'm thinking. We have to enter into uncomfortable conversations at times with kids and parents, but to be able to go, okay, I trust God's word. I know we may feel things. I know our feelings are powerful, but God's truth is more powerful, and we can trust God's truth over our feelings. Yep. And so we can lead them and connect that, not just we say those words, but here's what it says in the book of Genesis. You know, here's what Jesus said himself in, you know, Matthew 6. And so we can connect God's truth with his word. And then I think the other thing that we just need to do is this year is really to give kids and parents the confidence that we believe in God's word. Amen. You know, we are going to be releasing a new album this year in 2023, called The Armor of God. But we partner with Answers in Genesis for their Keepers of Kingdom, VBS, which I'm super excited about. I'm not trying to do an infomercial, but I'm legitimately excited about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Music
in the VBS we created, but we did an additional song for that album, and it's from Proverbs 35. And it says, every word of God proves true. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. Mm. That is a word. And the song is really fun and energetic. And I hope the song takes off in kid men churches, because I think it's something that kids need to be singing, and a verse everybody needs to know as a Christian in 2023 is every word of God proves true. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him.
That's so
and
good.
So I just feel like the big picture of what I'm saying is like, help kids trust in God's word. And, you know, to speak truth into their lives, and so they can have that relationship with him. But they need that basis, because I think that's where the enemy is just creating so much confusion. Like, where do we find the guardrails? Where do we find the boundaries? Where do we find the truth that we need to make sense of life? We find it in God's word, and of course, in a relationship with Jesus. That's where we're going to find.
And it has to start early. Like, I think by the time fourth, fifth, sixth grade, they're already being hit so strong in. Yep. Like, I think we've got to start it when they're in the nursery. I mean, like, I challenge our people, like, play this stuff over your kids, like, you know, love on them. And, you know, I saw a great meme the other day that said, feelings are a signal, not a compass. And I thought that was so good. If we can teach that, that's such a powerful statement, because how much do we hear today? Well, this is how I feel, or this is how it feels, or, you know, whatever. And teaching that, I think, is such an important aspect of, like, no, it's a signal, but it's not your compass. Your compass has to be God's word. And, you know, if you start that at a very young age and couple that with God's love, I think it breaks everything. It breaks down every wall.
Yeah. Yeah. And our need, you know, and I think for kids too, it's like our need for a savior, you know, that we understand, like, God loves us, but also we're separated from God because of our sin and disobedience. Yeah. It'll help them to understand the gospel.
Totally. 100%. One of the things I absolutely love about the podcast is we get to show you the heart behind resources like Seeds. And Jason, man, your heart has just been so clear today. I love just that, you know, showing the people behind these products, behind these resources. I don't even call them products, the resources. Yeah. One of the things I want to encourage our Kidmen people, don't take songs without paying for them, because that's how we support these guys. And we want more stuff coming out. Right. And so that's something that is super important. And what's cool is, talk to us real quick. You guys are missionaries. So, like, this is a missionary endeavor. Tell us what that looks like, why that's important. I want our audience to hear that.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, one thing I want to say too, when churches, I mean, we are supportive. We're a nonprofit ministry. We have people that give to us to help us create our resources.
Right.
But one of the things that we've done, we want to tell churches this, is like, all of our songs are up on YouTube, and they do say for home use only, but for the families of the church. So you can send our music to everybody in your church, all the people, and have them sing God's word, and it won't cost them anything. And that comes through churches buying our resources and people giving to Seeds. But we want God's word to be in every church and every home, and ultimately in kids' hearts.
That's right.
You know? So for us, as far as being, you know, missionaries, it's important for us, like, as a team. And as you talk about our resources, we have an incredible ministry team, some of which is my immediate family. Some of my adult children are part of our creative team, creating the videos. But then we also have an extended team that that we all believe that we are on mission. And we call ourselves missionaries because we want to keep that mission mindset. Because we're here actually to serve, you know, we're here to serve the church and to serve families. And it's so easy, especially when being musicians, when you're on stage, you're on a platform, the different things you do, you know, that I've always just quick to correct. It's like, we're not artists, you know, we're here, we're up on the platform, but I always say, whenever we lead events, I tell our team, and I just remind us all the time, you know, it's so important what we do when we lead our songs, when we lead worship, we're on the stage, but I believe most often the most important things we do in ministry are before, after, with the people, maybe if we stay with the family, the things we say to people before and after, how we treat kids. Of course, they're excited because we're like the band, but then we get to like listen and let them play our guitar and make, you know, like, wow. Again, like what we're talking about in children's ministry, but, you know, make the kids feel valued. And yes. So for us to just think about ourselves, we're on mission to help kids and parents have a relationship with the Lord. That's the bigger story.
I love
it. You know what I mean? And this is our tool, and we are the instruments.
I love it. And, you know, thank you for pouring into families and kids. I mean, you guys could be doing a million different things with artists. And I mean, the fact that you've chosen to go head this direction is just amazing. And I want to encourage our Kidman Tribe people this next year, really make this a focus in your worship, taking tools by Seeds and the other companies you mentioned. There's a lot of great people doing a lot of great things, and you never run out of good material, right? Thank you for that. And yeah. We're getting ready to wrap up. Is there anything else that you'd like to leave our Kidman Tribe people with? I'd love to have you on again in the fall, talk some more about what's coming out, what you guys are doing, but anything you'd like to leave our people with today?
Yeah, I definitely do. I know you mentioned that if there was something I wanted to share in the email you sent, Jason. And yeah, there I do have a word of encouragement, you know, and we have a song. It's called Immovable. If you want to look up that song on YouTube and check it out, or if you have Spotify or whatever. But it's 1 Corinthians 15:57-58. It says, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. Mm. And so I'm the worship leader on that song, if you want to listen to it, but here's what I want to say to all of you in children's ministry. And I've served in children's ministry 20 plus years. Maybe even
I appreciate you're in the trenches with us. Like, you're not just talking from like, well, I think it might be, you're applying this stuff to everyday life, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but I know the challenges, the drama, sometimes the parents that aren't happy with us. I know that we deal with some, what I call resistance, you know, and it is the enemy does want to trip us up. And sometimes there's a lot of ways that he comes at us, but the work that you're doing is changing lives for eternity. The way that the places that you're coming and speaking into kids' lives, like they are a clean canvas, and you're speaking a truth in them. And so many things, when people go to, you know, into counseling and therapy, they always talk about the childhood, right? Well, this happened in your childhood. The things that happen to us as children impact us for our whole lives. And so you are impacting these kids, and more than ever, kids need someone speaking truth and loving them with Jesus love, and you're doing it. And so my encouragement to you is, my beloved brothers and sisters, you know, be steadfast, just stick with what you're doing, be immovable. Don't just stand firm in what you're doing, you know, knowing that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. God will ultimately bless this, and you don't get to see the orchard that comes and the fruit that comes over all these kids and where they go, but there is a fruit, and I do believe one day we'll see those of us that have served these children, and I call them young people because it's a person. Like, that person's life is being impacted by your faithfulness and by your love. And I was a kid, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I went to church camp, got saved. I had people pour into my life. And so, and kind of walk me through all the first stages of being a Christian and disciple me. And so I know there's a lot of kids that just maybe get dropped off at church, but man, I was that kid.
Yeah.
It's amazing what God's done in my life, but I was just a kid that first, you know, and then God's worked in my family.
There'll be a whole section of heaven in your family because of that one kids ministry leader that, I mean, like, it changed your life.
Yep. So just don't be tired. Don't get tired. Like, God is working, and the hard Sundays and the hard weeks and the meetings that you have to go to sometimes, let's be honest, you know, but then it's worth it. It's worth it.
Definitely.
It's so good. So I just encourage you just to press on. And just like I say, that's a good scripture to memorize. And and you can check out our song on that, but just be encouraged. That's my word.
Well, I think it's so important to remember that seeds grow into orchards. I mean, the fact that you guys are called seeds, we're planting seeds.
Yeah.
Someday there will be an orchard. Someday there will be, but you have to first have the seeds, and every seed that goes in the ground has the potential of creating incredible harvests, incredible orchards. Yeah. You know, and I think that when kids meet us in heaven someday, they're going to say, because of your ministry, I'm here. And so I totally agree. Like, man, Kidman leaders, we cheer you on. You're doing a great job. Like, keep it up. You get tired. You know, keep moving forward. Keep the end goal in mind and don't give up. I think 99% of kids ministry is showing up, being there, loving on kids. The rest of it all is important, but the most important part is showing them Jesus and loving them. And you are doing that. So keep on doing it.
Yes.
Where do people find your guys' stuff?
So you can find us on the website, www.seedsfamilyworship.com. You can find us on YouTube. Like I said, if you go onto YouTube, we have a YouTube channel. And then we have a Facebook page and all those things. But I really encourage people to, you know, go to our website. And we have some other resources that we have that just are good for parents, you know, and for teachings that it's not just Seeds Family Worship resources at our store. We really try to equip churches and families with resources for their kids. And so those are the best places. And like I say, Seeds Family Worship is just the best place to kind of find out what's going on with us.
Awesome. Hey, will you pray for our leaders on our way out today?
I'd love that. That'd be so great. Jason, thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for these opportunities. Lord, it's so cool that we can be here just on the computer and yet reach out to people really all over the country and the world and just get to encourage those that are serving you within your body. And so, Lord, we do pray. I just pray that scripture that I just shared, Lord, that will just really go into the hearts of the leaders, Lord. And I just pray for any leaders that might be discouraged right now. And I know things that may be going on in their community and with families, and it just feels like, man, am I making a difference or what's going on in the world, Lord? And we're feeling that a lot right now, but we trust that you have us to be here in this time, in this place. And so, God, I pray that you will just fill them with hope. I pray that you'll fill them with joy. I pray that your Holy Spirit will just, the love that they need to give to these kids, maybe when they feel like, as Jason mentioned earlier, just an empty cup, that you'll fill them up, Lord. And I pray that you'll help them just to have rest in you, Lord, that you are in charge of the bigger story. And even with all the things going on in the world, you are God and you are sovereign. And so we just pray for every leader, Lord, and just pray that as we are in this new year, Lord, that we can just keep our eyes on you. And so we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Jason, thank you so much. Man, what an encouragement to our leaders today. I can't wait for this to go out, man, and love to stay in touch with you. Man, thanks again. And thanks, Kidman Tribe, for being on today. God bless you. Go reach those kids. We love you. We're cheering you on. And keep up with all the good work. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. Bye-bye.
We would love to hear from you. What are some of the thoughts, questions, ideas you would like to hear more about? You can submit your thoughts and questions to thekidmantribe.com/mailbag. And be sure to share this podcast with everyone you know.
Jason, thanks so much for being on this edition of the Kidman Tribe podcast. You've challenged us. You've encouraged us. You've given us some great ideas on what I think is one of the most important topics when it comes to kids ministry. And that is, how are we teaching kids the Bible, making sure it's getting down in their heart, making sure that they know it, that they're learning it, and in a creative way. So it feels like it's exciting and fun. And boy, you've done that for us today. Thank you, Jason. So appreciate it. Go check out Seeds Family Worship, a great partner of 1230 Kids. You're not going to want to miss the opportunities that they have to teach kids worship while they sing. Such a great way to do it. Hey, if you love the Kidman Tribe podcast, wherever you're watching this, go and subscribe it right now. If you're on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you're at, go like us. Share some great comments. Help us to get up in the ratings. We would so appreciate that. Take a moment now and share it on your social media too. If you've got kids ministry leaders, you've got people that are serving in kids ministry, our goal is to be a great resource for anyone that's involved in raising up this generation of kids. Hey, you can also find us online at kidmantribe.com. There you're gonna find, we've got all of the back editions of the podcast. On the weeks that we don't do the podcast, we have a brand new blog article written by some of the best and smartest and brightest kids ministry leaders around. You're not going to want to miss it. That page has so many great resources. You can also find great Kidman Tribe swag. If you're looking for great appreciation gifts to give your team, check that out. Highly encourage that. And then also there's a place on our website, that's kidmantribe.com, kidmantribe.com, where you can go to the mailbag and give us your thoughts, your questions, your ideas. Anything that you need help with, we're here for you, and we would love to be a support to you in your ministry. Hey, so in 2 weeks, you are not going to want to miss. We have a very practical, great Kidman Tribe podcast all about 5 tips to using ProPresenter better. ProPresenter is a presentation software. If you don't use ProPresenter, but you're looking for something, basically presentation goes from your computer up to the projectors in your kids ministry, and you're looking to do that, you're gonna wanna join us. It's practical, it's encouraging, and it will really help take your kids ministry to the next level. And we have a guru who is going to be teaching and here giving us some great tips, and that is Steve Dirks. Steve Dirks is the executive director of 1230 Kids. He's also spent 10 years serving in the local church, doing lyric presentation, audio, visual content creation, and helping lead teams of volunteers to run different areas of ministry. So in 2 weeks, you're going to want to have your volunteers on this podcast so that they can watch and learn how to use ProPresenter better and look for ways to dream to take your kids ministry up to the next level. Steve also, he lives in Pittsburgh, where he's part of a local church plant. Gotta love the church planters. That's what we do too. He loves being a father to Mercy and Caleb and a husband to Rebecca, his amazing wife. He's a huge fan of any sports team in Pittsburgh and of course his hometown, South Carolina Gamecocks. The podcast is going to be a great one, like I said, to invite your whole team to. People that are in the ministry, that are doing the work, your volunteers, people that need some training, you're going to want to get them on in 2 weeks to listen to the Kidman Tribe podcast. Hey, I want to encourage you, make sure you're taking your Sabbath. Make sure you're getting some rest. We're halfway into the year. We're far into the year, it seems like. And it's only February, right? And so if you're tired, if you're exhausted, I just want to encourage you, make sure that you take some rest. Rest is so important when it comes to ministry, and it will help you to do ministry better. And so I want to encourage you in that way, especially when it comes to your Sabbath. And Sabbath is hard because we're busy on Sundays, but man, take that time during the week. Find some time to get alone with God just so that your spirit is refreshed and recharged. I want you to know, you are so appreciated. Everything you do, sometimes we feel like we're not seen in kids ministry. And I want you to hear it from me. What you're doing changes lives for eternity. And I am so proud of all of your hard work and everything that you're doing to reach kids in your area. You are changing kids for eternity. I'm your biggest fan. I'm cheering you on. I'm standing with you always. Go get them, Tribe. I'll catch you in 2 weeks. We'll see you soon.
The Kidman Tribe podcast is a production of 1230 Kids. For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your kids' ministry, visit kidmantribe.com.